hire a virtual assistant now and chill.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Hire a Millennial Virtual Assistant. My name is Annette, the account manager of VFlix, and today we are talking about conquering your fears and start podcasting. It's about kicking what scares you and standing up to do what you want to do. And today it is podcasting. This is the episode for you if you've ever entertained the idea of beginning your own podcast, but have been dissuaded from doing so by feelings of uncertainty. You're not sure, you're nervous, or you're overthinking. All sorts of stuff. You've probably had to, or will have to, dance with your old friend, self-doubt. If you were a podcaster at any point in your career, whether you're an experienced podcaster or getting ready to make your first episode, it may prevent you from progressing in your podcasting endeavors and make the experience less enjoyable overall. Fear can be beneficial at times because it encourages people to perform quality assurance checks on their works. It has the potential to paralyze you and make you question every decision you make. How can we pass our fear so that it doesn't interfere with our podcasting efforts? Let's take a look at a few different strategies. I have it in here for you, and I am pretty sure this will help you conquer this fear or doubt. Okay, first, what is the scope of the project? Listen, if the idea of beginning your own podcast seems too daunting to tackle, try breaking it up into smaller steps. You know, like baby steps. How about make a list in chronological order, right? List the things that need to be done. After that, proceed with each one in turn. Even if the tasks are as straightforward as plugging in the microphone, this can give you the impression that producing a podcast is nothing more than completing a series of manageable steps. Dreaming big is great. It comes highly recommended by me. Just remember to dream big and detail your dreams so that you can achieve your goal. Remember that. Sometimes, or should I say, many times, lack of knowledge is to blame for fear. Check to see if you have a complete understanding of the subject of your episode. Have you gathered sufficient information or not? There are times when fear is caused by a lack of adequate knowledge regarding the content that is being communicated. It is like reporting in class and you didn't study for the topic. Let's say it's about fruit pie recipes and you're not sure how to prevent berry pies from becoming too runny. It's possible that you'll experience fear if you move forward with the recording. The obvious solution to this problem is to conduct some additional studies and look for reliable information regarding fruit pectin. After pressing the record button, you will have a strong foundation to rely on if you have followed sound scripting practices and have done your research. Make sure to prioritize studying first about your topic before going into recording. That's another goal you need to keep. Here's an important question, cowboy. Do you feel that you are ready? Checking and rechecking your preparations can be useful, but it also has the potential to be a double-edged sword. When this happens, you run the risk of overthinking the preparation, which will prevent you from moving forward. Here's another one. Do you have a working knowledge of the hardware and software you're using, or is it alien to you? Making an episode zero or trailer can be useful. Making an episode zero or trailer can be helpful in this situation. Create one episode to become acquainted with the entire procedure. After that, you will get the hang of it. Another one to think about is whether there will be consequences. What could possibly go wrong if you record, edit, and release an episode? Be truthful. In actuality, if the producer has 10 friends who enjoy podcasts, a new episode may be downloaded 10 times in the first week. Make a decision regarding the worst-case scenario. Something like, will your dog walker quit if they learn of your opinions? After that, get ready for it by starting to gather dog walkers' resumes. You should consider your actions and motivations if your podcaster's content actually has unfavorable effects. Is my mic plugged in? Is not as serious of a problem as disclosing information or giving it out without authorization. With true crime podcasts, this is especially important. For instance, the podcast S-Town was very popular, but the creators did not obtain the subject's consent. Before disclosing information about his personal life, his family took the producers to court. This is by no means the only instance of a true crime podcast that was produced without taking morality or repercussions into account. Ensure that your interview subjects have given you permission to record them, publish the recordings, and use them. Again, you may want to reconsider your motivation if someone would be harmed by the podcast you are producing. It's not worth it to gain a little bit of fame or ad revenue. Another one, how are you physically feeling? Does your heart rate accelerate whenever you sit down to record, or whenever you move your cursor over to the publish button on your computer? Do you ever feel like you can't get the words out, or that there are butterflies in your stomach before an interview? Arousal is the root cause of the similar physical symptoms that accompany both anxiety and excitement. Arousal improves our ability to concentrate and gives us more energy to get up and go. Are you able to say, "I'm excited," despite the fact that you may or may not be experiencing these physical symptoms? Seeing anxiety as an opportunity for excitement can help us achieve our goals. In addition, practicing mindfulness, which involves taking 3 long, slow breaths and paying attention to what your senses are telling you, can assist you in concentrating better. Always remember to let the process of creating a podcast be fun, just like what I do. Okay, so I said a lot of pointers already, but if you are still scared, okay, cowboy, feel the fear. There's a problem about that. It's a valid feeling, but push through it and get the job done. Because what we are creating has never been done before. Every time we make something new, we are going to experience a feeling of unease. It would be wonderful if every podcaster could have a cheering squad waiting for them at all times, yelling things like, "Your ideas are fantastic!" and "Sounds great!" Unfortunately, life doesn't work that way. Besides, cheerleaders can throw off your concentration, right? Sometimes you have to experience a significant setback. Take what you've learned from it and try again in a different way. Do that and you will be successful. Setbacks can help us develop resilience, which is the ability to bounce back from challenges and keep going. By facing and overcoming setbacks, we can build our resilience muscles and develop the mental toughness needed to achieve our goals. Also, setbacks provide an opportunity to reflect on what went wrong and learn from our mistakes. We can identify what didn't work out and adjust our approach to improve our chances of success in the future. In short, setbacks can be difficult to face, but they also serve an important purpose in helping us build resilience, learn from our mistakes, stay motivated, and gain perspective. Alrighty, thank you very much everybody for listening to this episode of Hire a Millennial Virtual Assistant. Once again, I am your host, Annette, and I really appreciate everybody who is always tuning in. You guys are the best. If you need to hire a virtual assistant or an amazing production company for your podcast, www.vflix.com. You can also find our blogs there and maybe find a thing or two that can help you with your business. So check them out, okay? Again, thank you so much. See you on the next episode.
In the world of modern, electronic, fast-paced society, where everything needs to get done yesterday, business owners always find themselves lost or buried under piles of daily crucial routine tasks that soaks up the last drop of energy a business owner has. Hiring assistants from VAflix can shave hours from your work week. They offer a great level of convenience and flexibility, which leads to a healthier work-life balance, freeing up time to focus on your business. You are guaranteed to work with an assistant who is well-experienced, a great communicator, highly educated, and has a good heart. They treat their clients like family. Hire a virtual assistant now and chill.